This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's What's on Your Mind. Tell me what's on your mind, would you? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Drew Wrigley, our Lieutenant Governor, in a moment. Bottom of the hour, Jerome Richter and Mike McMahon from the University of Mary taking some kids to the annual Rome Pilgrimage. Incoming high school seniors from all throughout North Dakota. They take a lot of them on an incredible tour of Rome, and it really is amazing. It's not a tour. It's not like, you know, photos and touristy. It's no phones. It's a pilgrimage. It's amazing. I know our son, Alex, actually was on this trip. Our daughter, Hannah, will be on this year's, and they really do a neat deal. It's You Marry Monday, so we'll do that coming up here in just a moment. I want to get Drew in here in a moment. A lot of these calls have been waiting a long time, so I'm going to go to you right away here, and I can ask all of you, if you don't mind, just to be brief. I'm sorry. We'll have a segment here in about 10 minutes where we're going to go nonstop calls before the You Marry segment. So, I don't want to keep Drew waiting too long. So, John in Bismarck, tell me what is on your mind. You're next on the program.
Yes, I have been an advocate of making higher security in the governor's residence as long as they're doing construction on that building, and to create a safer area in there for the governor's family. And that they could even create a tunnel going over to the Capitol building if necessary.
Well, I tell you, security is important. I think we think this stuff doesn't happen in North Dakota. We're going to talk with Drew Wrigley in a moment about what happened in Orlando and that very thing. I mean, as someone who is a former federal prosecutor and dealt with terrorist attacks in a post 9/11 environment, you know, we are in my mind back there with San Bernardino and now Orlando. So good point, John. Appreciate the call. Troy, you're on the road. Thanks for waiting. And what's on your mind?
I'd just like to correct some erroneous information being put out there by the national media. And even you said it, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history is not. Wounded Knee was far deadlier with 150 men, women, and children. And there's another one that's even back in 1890. So I just wanted to put that
out
there.
I hear what you're saying. Although I would say, wouldn't you consider that more of a battle of, I guess this is a war, so, you know, it's the same thing. But I mean, I think we separate out what was, you know, something that happened on that quote unquote battlefield, like in Wounded Knee, versus, a bar that somebody walks into. I just had somebody else text a note here to say, you know, I haven't heard how this guy got into the club. Was there no security? I mean, two guns, a suicide vest. All that seems a little weird too. So
yeah, I don't want to diminish that club incident at all. But and Wounded Knee was not a battlefield. It was peaceful Indians. If you read the book, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, it'll make a grown man cry of the atrocities that were.
Tell me the name of the book again, Troy. No, I'm glad you did. I appreciate the call. Tell me the name of the book one more time. What?
Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the book suggestion, Troy. I appreciate it. And thank you for setting the record straight on, you know, that. I mean, because the media has said that repeatedly, but I take your point. It's the deadliest U.S. massacre in a long, long time, though, that's for sure. Mark and Chase, we're going to get to you as well, but I don't want to let our Lieutenant Governor wait any longer. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Drew Wrigley. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just am, it's hard not to have a heavy heart today and just amazed how quickly we sort of pivot from what happens early on a Sunday morning to Monday. I mean, it's just, this is becoming too regular, isn't it?
Incredible. You know, our family woke up Sunday morning like the rest of America to hear that news. And it is with a heavy heart. I'll tell you, it's, I'm struck by the fact that we seem like we've been returned back to what we knew from the morning of 9/11, right? That the enemy is here too. The enemy is within, and that we've got to have the protective security measures going on inside this country because we live in a porous, open society. And at the end of the day, we can build walls. We can stiffen things at the border. But at the end of the day, people are already here and can be radicalized, and some people can find their way into this nation. We are an open and free society, and it's one of the dangers that, that accompanies that, and so we have to be vigilant inside. There's just, there's not a perfect way. But most importantly, you know, you wake up yesterday morning, and boy, the nation's hearts are heavy. Like you say not again, but you also just think about just today, you know, 50 families having lost their loved one in a brutal, violent fashion, unexpectedly, and it just it makes you heart sick.
It does. Now, I know you were obviously a U.S. attorney in a very challenging time in that post 9/11 environment, and I really think we as North Dakotans sort of think, Florida, California, Paris, right? I mean, but not here, right? Not here. Yet we have a porous border above us. We have the Canadians with a very lax immigration system. Somebody can come in and say pretty much, yeah, I mean you no harm, and they're in, right? And they don't even track them then.
Yeah.
I mean, should we be more vigilant here? Do we need to be more vigilant here?
Well, I think, you know, the proof is in these post 9/11 years. The number of, you know, one attack is too many. Obviously, at the end of the day, though, you look back, and I applaud the efforts of the federal, state, and local, and tribal governments too, working hand in glove to try to find ways to deter attacks. And boy, you know, you think back to those first hours, Scott, after the 9/11 attacks. How many Americans thought we would go 6 weeks without another series of attacks? 6 months. Nobody thought that that could happen. And yet, you know, here we've had this period where. Here we are now all these years later, 16, 15, 16 years later, and, you know, there's been a lot of attacks deterred, and there's been a lot of impressive work. It's never, the system's never going to be perfect. President Bush used to say to the U.S. attorneys when we would gather, whatever crime statistic he was talking about at the time, and it stuck with me, and I refer to this myself, you know, for that, however low the crime stats, for that victim, it's 100%. And so here we are, again, examining what's gone wrong. And sometimes people want to go quickly and say, well, we just need more gun control. That would take care of it, you know. Or if we, you know, they've got an easy – there's not an easy solution. It's a government and a people that are united and working together to do everything they can to root out this kind of domestic terror where they can and deter those attacks wherever possible. And just understand that we've got to have an intelligent debate about what is going forward. I don't know. I'm not the expert on that. No one person on this earth is. But people together, I know, can find. We can continue to find good solutions. I think there's been a relatively robust effort across these years. It's just got to continue. I mean, there's no way, Scott, to navel gaze today and find all the solutions and point a finger and say somebody's to blame for this. You know who's to blame for this? The guy who locked and loaded and walked in and would take human life. So,
who, by the way, today, who today is being called by ISIS the soldier of the caliphate. So there's a bigger war, but today is not the day to sort it all. You're certainly right.
No.
I come back to how great we have it here and why they hate
us.
Right? They hate us because of our freedom. And one example of that is tomorrow's election, and I want to ask you about this. You know, we've got a divided Republican Party, and that's what a primary is, right? Because you got to decide between Republicans, right? So, and certainly, I'm watching folks like Ed Schaefer, and we're talking to Kevin Cramer, his wife Chris, and you know, high profile endorsements end up on the Burgum side, and I see yourself and John Hoeven and Jack Dalrymple supporting Wayne Stengem, and I see friends on all sides, all around, good people, and I cringe a little. Are you cringing at all that this is getting a little nasty?
Well, no, you know, Scotty, I spent 5 years as a prosecutor in Philly before moving back home to North Dakota, then 8 as a U.S. attorney, and it's like, you know, and I'm a middle child, so you're used to combat, right? I got to tell you this. You mentioned the endorsements. I think a lot of people I've been talking to, they look at the landscape and say, you know, who are – not every endorsement's the same. I don't presume that mine's mine is what it is. I put my endorsement out there. I'm proud to support Wayne Stengem and have. Then I look at, though, the two governors who have worked with Wayne Stengem every day across his years as the Attorney General of North Dakota, and that is John Hoeven for 10 years and now Jack Dalrymple for 5.5. And when you understand the work, the daily work, the policy considerations, the work of the Industrial Commission, the regulatory oversight, the list goes on, and you understand how closely governors and attorney generals must work together. Those two endorsements are critically important. I think if people are still trying to decide this race and say, look, the two men who work most closely with Wayne Stengem at the highest levels of our governance in this state have endorsed him publicly and privately, and it's important because look, last week there was a big announcement. And this is important, I think, when people look at this race also. Last week, there was a big announcement came out that North Dakota, for the third straight year, had been selected as the number one state for millennials, for the, you know, those 20, 30-somethings, where they want to live. It's important because the average age of our state is going down dramatically, and that means that young people are staying and moving to our state. We're one of the fastest-growing populations in America. We've had challenges because of the commodity prices here in the last year. We're all aware of that, but Scott, look what's happened. We had 25,000 unfilled jobs in this rapidly growing economy. And when many, many people lost their jobs because those commodity prices went down, what happened? They got absorbed by this economy. We still have among the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. And we still have 15,000 unfilled jobs because those people in a robust and diverse economy found other employment in our state. That, to me, is an incredible story, and it talks about the resilience and the strength of this diverse economy in North Dakota. That tells you that the selection of North Dakota is the best-governed state, the best-run state in America for so many years out of the last three or four by national publications, that is a well-earned distinction.
Means something, absolutely. We've got to leave it there. Great conversation. Love your passion. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of our great state.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know those Apache sprayers are the best when the growers themselves tell you things like the field lights and the boom lights, Scott, are unbelievable. Really feel comfortable using them. Another fellow said the visibility while spraying is great. As far as I'm concerned, he said the Apache is about the best sprayer I've ever sat in. Another guy said it's a Cadillac. You're not bumped around. It rides very smooth. You get out, your back doesn't hurt, your neck's not hurting from turning around, looking at things, and you feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day. So if you want to feel like you've been sitting in a recliner all day after toiling away in the fields, Apache Sprayer is the way to go from High Plains Apache. They have all the parts you might need, not only for Apache, but any other, with that ET Ag Center. And they stand behind the best warranty in the biz. They're at 1701 East Side Court across from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you to High Plains Apache. We asked all of the candidates for governor, what top three things do you want voters to know as they head to the polls on Tuesday? Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, Paul Sorum. Here's what they said.
No one has worked harder and been more successful in defending our state's economy and job creators. My work to stop the Obama administration's job-killing regulations like the Clean Power Plan, Waters of the U.S., and anti-fracking rules have saved our ag and energy industries thousands of jobs and billions of dollars. I'm uniquely prepared to balance the budget without raising taxes and strengthen our business climate to encourage even more diversification and economic growth. I'm ready to hit the ground running on day one of my administration.
We need to create a business climate that attracts more capital to our state, and we need to diversify our economy. We must add more value to our energy and ag products before they leave the state. Every candidate talks about diversifying the economy in North Dakota, but I'm the only candidate who has been successfully diversifying the economy my entire career.
I will insist on accountability in our government and our industries to protect our economy as well as our environment and our state sovereignty. I'm the candidate for honesty and accountability in government.
The candidates themselves, in their own words, on the things you need to know as you head to the polls, and again in that order, Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum, the last one. All right, let's get your calls. Frank in Grand Forks tells me it's a great story when he was a kid. I want to hear it. I love your stories, folks, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. We'll get to Frank in a moment. Ben from Dallas, Texas. They're listening in Dallas, Texas. Ben just told me during the break that he was in North Dakota this weekend, but has the app, so he's listening in Texas. Man, we love it. And Dana and Judd, too. But first, Chase in Bismarck. Chase, what's on your mind?
Hello, good morning, and thanks for taking the call. You know, as you know, I'm running against Kevin Cramer and Jack Seaman, but I just wanted to take a little bit of a time to make sure that, you know, first of all, this is about the LGBTQ community. I don't think there's no more proof that they are dehumanized and terrorized than what happened a couple days ago, and to hear Donald Trump congratulate himself while the bodies were still warm is beyond my imagination. I do think it draws into question whether or not we should have a measure of gun control. I grew up hunting and fishing and was raised by a military family and was taught responsible gun ownership, but I think it should be more difficult to obtain 50-shot clip semi-automatic AR-15s, SKs, AKs, M1s, whatever, than it is to get a bolt or a lever action 30-30. I wanted to say that much, and I think that...
All right, Chase, I appreciate the call. And by the way, we'll have you on the program. Obviously, your election coming up in November, and we've been focused a lot on the June election, but plenty of time to cover that race. Chase Ironize is the Democratic-endorsed candidate for the House seat, running against Congressman Kevin Cramer as a Republican and Jack Seaman, the Libertarian. And the only thing I'd want to spend more time on with you, we don't have the time today, say when you say it's about the LGBT community, I really don't think it is. I think it's about Americans being gunned down senselessly. And the fact that Donald Trump says, you know, look, this is Islamic terrorism, and I'm the only one in this race that seems to be able to say we got to take it on. Again, whether or not he should say that in the aftermath after the election is probably fair, but neither then should Hillary Clinton talk about more gun control, or you for that matter. I mean, I think anybody then's doing it. You can't say Donald Trump's politicking by pointing out what he said previously and then do it yourself, in my mind. But I detest the hyphens. I detest them. Somebody that is gay is as American as I am. I might not agree with the lifestyle, whatever. It's completely separate from this. And I want to say this again. I started talking about this earlier. You know, the faith that I have happens to be the Catholic faith, right? And the Catholic faith, as I know it, and I would be like in the top 1% of people who know very little, right? I'm just a layman. I'm not a scholar in this. I'm not a deacon. I'm not anything else. I just go to church every Sunday and try and learn best from the pastors that that I've been blessed to know. And in my mind, the church views someone that has a same-sex attraction as having a disorder, okay? But separates that from the human person who is loved just as much as anybody else with or without a disorder. You follow me? And by the way, that disorder, to say I have a same-sex attraction, is the same as a person that has a attraction to somebody else's wife and decides to commit adultery. Or for that matter, someone that chooses to have relations with someone they're not married to. In the eyes of the church, it's the same. So, you know, we ought not go around pointing fingers is what I'm getting at here. Unless we're without sin, and I'm pretty sure there isn't any of us that are. So this idea that, oh, they reap what they sow by, you know, look, it's part of our culture. It's sad. I don't like it. It happens for in my mind, morality reasons, but there's a heck of a lot more adultery going on in the United States of America than there is same-sex, reunions or unions or whatever. Okay? So that's my two cents. And I just think it's a wasted bit of energy to focus on that in the middle of this debate. I really do. This is about Americans being targeted, period. Could have been you or I. Frank in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Boy, you get some real doozy phone calls, don't you?
Once in a while. Yeah. The vast majority are from good, God-fearing, common sense folks who like the Constitution as much as we do and love talking about freedom. So it's kind of fun. And by the way, I didn't mean to be preachy about that. I was only saying that's what I believe. And the reason I believe it is because that's what my faith teaches me. I wasn't trying to tell you my faith's better than yours and that teaching. I'm just saying that's the perspective I have. That's why I bristle when somebody like that says, this is about the LGBT community. Give me a break. It's about Americans being shot. You know? So sorry.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I think you're completely right. But why I called was I wanted to let you and your listeners know of something that happened to me as a kid. This would have been, I would say back 71, 72 time frame, where a family friend, quote unquote, got religion, and he joined up with a new mosque in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, after 6 months, he quit the mosque, complaining that all they ever did was preach violence and hatred towards Jews and Americans and gays. Now, this was back in 71, 72 time frame. So they've been teaching this for a very, very long time. It's what Islam is. So when people tell you there's a moderate Islam or there's an extremist Islam, it's not really true.
That's right. I got a book in front of you, 111 Questions on Islam, and a lot of that comes up. Glenn Beck has written a great book. Inform yourself, Frank. Glad you did, and great story. It's been around a long darn time. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for a nice ride? I'm pretty proud of my Ford Explorer. It's great gas mileage. Traded in my Ford F-150, bought them both at S&S Motors in Watford City. And what I love about Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors, they will find you the vehicle you want and save you a fortune. So mine's a 2011 that I've had now for, what, a year, I guess, or so. And so I'm buying a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old car and saved a fortune. I mean, that vehicle's like 50 grand off the lot. And I think we did it for 29 or something. I mean, it was a really good deal. So S&S Motors has built a great reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You get a better deal, and they car shop for you. They have a, you know, car truck buying service. You just tell them what you want, what you're looking for. They go find it and really do it well. Call them at 701-444-2341. Great service after the sale, too. Stop and see them in the most beautiful city in North Dakota, Watford City. Ooh. Okay, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Ben in Dallas, Texas, listening to AM 1100, The Flag, K-Fire 550, KTGO, KLTC, all the way down there in Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, well, you know, right now I've got between you and Mark Davis, so, I mean, there's not really a competition there, I guess, right?
Well, I think there is. I think Mark Davis is a far better talk show host than I am. If you ever call into Mark Davis, make sure you say hi from me. He is.
You know,
literally...
I have done that already.
Have you?
I didn't say hi for you. I didn't say hi for you. No, I talked to him, though. I called
him. You talked to him. Yeah, good. He's a,
you know,
he's
I have
a good
to be
guy.
In touch with him.
He is. No. He gets a lot of, I don't know, there must be a lot of really, really, really like left-leaning liberal crazy, I mean, way out there callers.
You know, Dallas is super liberal.
Is it? I thought that was Austin.
It is. No, well, Austin, keep Austin weird, and they definitely are weird down there. But
anyway, he is the kindest man. I always tell him whenever I hear him online, I say, you give me lessons in kindness every time, because I tend to have kind of the short fuse when it comes to just the crazy, really out there stuff. And he is just so darn kind. So anyway, I'm glad you. What did you call about today?
Well, listen, I got a couple things I was thinking about here. First thing is that I got Snapchat and Facebook and things like that, like most people do these days. And, they don't do anything. When you look at the title, it's like on a Snapchat story, they call it the Orlando shooting. So I went on Google and I typed in Orlando, and all the headlines say Orlando shooting. And I just think it's interesting that you'd frame it as a shooting when it's here in the U.S. But if it was somewhere like Paris or anywhere else, it's a terrorist attack, you know. But when you frame it as a shooting, it's really easy to then do it or name a cause that isn't terrorism.
That's an interesting point, Ben. Interesting. The headline in the state's largest newspaper today says an act of terror. So they got that right. And then they said an act of hate. And yeah, I don't know how that they don't go together, right? Of course, the hate reference is the gay deal again, which again, I that's like we got to hyphen all these things. An act of terror is an act of terror. That's an act of hate. I don't, you know, I mean, it isn't like if it hadn't been. In other words, if it was at a regular bar, was it then just an act of terror, not an act of hate? This is the stuff that drives me crazy, what they call it.
So the other thing I was thinking about is, you know, I've got a lot of friends I see on Facebook talking about, where were they going with that? Scott, I lost my train of thought there.
Hey, I do it 10 times a day, brother, but you call again anytime. Dallas, Texas, Ben, thank you very much. Jim Bismarck, real quick, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. If Chase Ironhide wanted to lose an election, he just did it right there with his comments against guns in North Dakota. And number two, most of these San Bernardino and Orlando are on Obama and his administration and their policies. Taking the guns out of the hands of people is not the answer. Knowing who's in America is the answer, and Donald Trump is your man to do it. And I don't care if people think he's a bigot, but somebody's got to address the situation, which I believe he is.
Thanks, Jim. I share the comments disagreeing with Chase Iron Eyes. I think as far as whether today's comments cost him the election, I think that was something that, you know, was a foregone conclusion for him. But nonetheless, we need to pay attention to what they say. That's why you have elections. Thanks a bunch. We are going to wrap up our top three things you need to know about who to vote for in the governor's race before we're done. But before we do that, it's a You Marry Monday. And because of the events of Orlando, we did shorten this a little bit today. But I do want to take some time on this because I think it's a neat thing. I think it's also a neat thing in lieu of, you know, headlines like what we're dealing with today as a result of this. Jerome Richter joins us once a month, Vice President of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. Normally, I was Monsignor Shea today with him, but today we have Mike McMahon, Assistant Vice President of Enrollment Services at the University of Mary. I'm talking about a pilgrimage to Rome with North Dakota high school students that's been going on for a lot of years. Jerome, Mike, nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
We're great, Scott. Good to be here with you. Yeah, nice to be with you, Scott. Thanks for letting us join you.
Before we talk about this trip, I just want to talk about, you know, what these kids will see a little bit and how that, you know, we're talking about what happened in Orlando over the weekend and San Bernardino a few months before that and 9/11 and everything else as though it's, you know, relatively new things that happened in our lifetime. But you're going to see the result of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years really of these kind of battles when you take these kids. Aren't you, Jerome?
Well, Scott, That's a beautiful connection that you make. And first off, I just want to say to the listening public, what a sad day, the tragedy that has taken place. It's sad when we have to reflect and think through these things. So our hearts go out to all the families of these people that were tragically killed and the suffering that it's causing. And I've been listening to this show here, the anger that it causes too. And that's not what we want to be about. That this leads us to anger or hatred to our fellow brother and sister in any way, shape, or form. But you allude to history, and so I've had the chance to take high school kids over to Rome many, many times, and it gives them the opportunity to walk through about 3,000 years of history. And the beautiful thing about that walk through history is it shows these young people that there's been good and bad times before. There's been tragedies before. There's been all kinds of craziness from the Black Plague to war to rounding up innocent people and slaughtering them in the Circus Maximus. And so the Christian person can go back to the first 300 years of Christianity and see that there was a persecution. Simply to be someone meant death. And they had to fight through that. And then it all of a sudden has all the different wars that go through time. And so, yeah, it is something that we can use as a tool to help these young people to understand the disturbing experiences of what we just have experienced.
Yeah, and it really gets it in perspective. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Right? I mean, and really this is about a good versus evil, a battle that has existed since the beginning of time. And I don't know about you, but that puts me in a little bit of a calmer place to recognize, okay, you know, been there, done that. I think the real challenge is how do you react to this? And that sense of history and what these kids will see are forming them and so many others. And that's why I love what you guys do. I love what you do at the University of Mary. I love what these Catholic high schools are doing across North Dakota and these incoming seniors will do. And I'm completely 100% in the tank biased about the effect of this trip on these kids because I have, our oldest son who's been there, done that a few years ago, and our middle child about to go next up here with you guys this week. So it's pretty cool. It really is just an amazing, amazing. How many times have you done this? What is what annual trip is this?
This is the 15th annual pilgrimage to Rome. And so for this will be 15, started in 2001. So 15 years we've been doing this every year, taking students over. The sad thing about it, Scott, and I'll be very honest, the thing that breaks my heart is I can only take so many. And so, as you mentioned, we focus on Catholic education here at the University of Mary. And so we then partner with the Catholic schools in the state. And so we're taking the four Catholic high schools in North Dakota. I wish I could open it up to every good North Dakota kid, because it doesn't matter if you are Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, even of no religious affiliation. This is a trip that can bring a fullness of your life together. And that goes back to, again, how you started out. What is it that we want to give to these young people, especially on mornings like today? We want to give them hope. And hope, eternally, is found in faith. And so even though we have this incredible tragedy that's just happened, we can still sit down with them and give them the gift of faith, which brings hope. And that's what we want to do through this experience, through history, through travel, and that their faith has got a foundation that can never be shaken, even when evil seems to be winning, which we know it never will win the whole war, the whole game.
Mike, since you're a coach, you'll know that you only have so much time when the play clock's going. In about a minute and a half, give me just a run through of the itinerary. What are these kids going to see and do while they're there?
Wow, a minute and a half.
Pressure,
like,
man,
trying
pressure.
To travel to Rome and do it in 2 days. So the students, they'll of course see a number of the archaeological sites, the Roman antiquity historical sites. So on the very first day we're there, we'll go through and have a lengthy tour of the Roman Forum, the Colosseum. We'll see Circus Maximus. We'll take the students through the rise of the Roman Empire, and so that they can see the very places where the world was ruled for the large number of centuries that the Roman Empire was around. Of course, then we will see a number of sites of the church as well. So we'll go, of course, to the Vatican and to St. Peter's Basilica. We'll see many other basilicas, including the three major basilicas in Rome. We'll follow in the footsteps of a few of the pillars of the church. We'll follow St. Benedict, of course, the influence of the Benedictines here on North Dakota, the impact that our Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery had, for example, but then also the monks out in Richardson. The Benedictines have made a profound impact on the history of North Dakota, and so we'll follow in the footsteps of St. Benedict, see some of those sites, and we'll also follow in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi, traveling up to the hill country to see Assisi with her own eyes as well. And so we won't just be in Rome. The students will see a good portion of Italy and get to gain some perspective on what it means to be in a different part of the world and to experience a different culture.
And we'll have the great honor of being in the presence of Pope Francis at least twice.
Well, when you go with you, Mary, you see Papa. It just happens.
Yeah.
Exactly. How about at least twice, folks? I mean, that's and I'll tell you, as a parent for kids, and again, that has done this, and I've talked to other parents about this, life-changing. And I'm not using that term lightly. Life-changing. It's a pilgrimage. By the way, no phones. This isn't a vacation with the, there's great food, and they see some great things, but not exactly luxurious accommodations or anything like that. They really, really see a lot, learn a lot, and grow. And it's so awesome because, as the University of Mary does so well, they are growing the faith and character of our future in these kids. Thank you, gentlemen. Well done. Well said. Appreciate it very much. We'll get a full report. Maybe we'll have them check in from Rome. They've done that before. But for sure, a recap when they get back. University of Mary, doing great things, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night and somebody's talking about it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text and I can talk and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what, I did that a week. Okay, great, let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. So that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Sticks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do we have a national database? If we don't, it should be made or developed. And in my opinion, from what I'm hearing from the news reports on this Orlando thing, this person was on kind of a FBI watch list. He should not have been allowed to walk in and purchase those guns. On the other hand, you know those kinds of people are going to get them one way or the other. But it is one step towards control. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. This is What's on Your Mind. Folks, you've probably heard me talking about B-Mobile. Many of you may have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Maybe you're not on the most reliable network ever. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement with one of those other guys' networks. Guess what? whatever the reason why, now you can come home to Verizon and B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's right. Up to $650 when you switch at Verizon, B-Mobile. Just stop on by. Valley City, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Bodno, Devil's Lake. Did I say Wahpeton yet? They're everywhere. They're in Thief River Falls, Bemidji, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, too. BeMobile.com to find a location near you. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right. Mark and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, tomorrow's Flag Day.
Tomorrow's Flag Day. Exactly right, by golly. It's Election Day and it's Flag Day. And
yeah.
Do you fly the flag at your house, Mark?
I do on occasions. Yes, I do. What I'm calling about, though, is there's a lot of places around town, businesses in particular, that fly it every day. That's wonderful. But some of them ain't looking so good. And I'm calling to encourage some of these folks to take a look. And if their flag needs to be replaced, boy, try to do it. You know, maybe by tomorrow would be the honorable thing to do. But I'm going to mention one in particular. I don't like to do this, but I've tried to make some calls and get their attention, but the Optimist Club in town here has a park up on North 16th, and that flag is as bad as any flag I've ever seen. I mean, it's horrible.
Oh, boy. Do they leave it up all the time?
Yeah, it's up 24 hours a day.
It's lit, I hope.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if it's lit. I've never been by there at night.
Well, we got a couple of flag etiquette issues there. This is the Optimist Park in Bismarck on North 16th.
Right. And I tell you what, if it's on a pole that's locked, it's got the hardware is behind a little door in the pole that's locked. And if it wasn't, I would have taken it down, folded it up properly, and placed it at the base of the pole there so they could do something with it. It should not be up in that condition.
Now, good advice on your part, Mark. I'm glad you called. I'm hoping there's some Optimist Club folks listening that will take that seriously and take it on and see who's responsible. And it needs to be lit, by the way.
It might be. I don't know that there's a light near it unless it's in the base that shines up. That's possible. There's shrubbery there that.
Would you do me a favor? Do me a favor and just let me know if that thing isn't better by the end of Flag Day, and we'll keep working on it. Just check back in with us, okay?
Okay, yeah, but remind everybody else, too. Take a look at what you
have
flying outside.
You have. It's a good idea. Look at flags, and don't be afraid to mention it to somebody. Maybe a shop somewhere or a neighbor or whatever
say,
hey, because some people aren't doing it intentionally. They just don't, you know, they're not recognizing.
They forget about it, yeah. If you're a patron at a business and you see one that looks tattered, by all means, you know, let them know.
Great call, Mark, and great advice. Thanks a bunch. By the way, if you don't fly a flag, do it tomorrow on Flag Day, if no other day. And go out and buy one. Go to any, you know, a lot of the stores, have them, the big box stores. Do that. My gosh. Least we can do, especially in light of the attacks on this great country. What three things do you need to know before you vote tomorrow in the gubernatorial race? We asked all the candidates, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, businessman Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum. And here's more of their contributions on that point.
I'm endorsed by Senator John Hoeven, Governor Jack Dalrymple, the Minot Daily News, our state's teachers and public employees, the National Rifle Association, and most important of all, the North Dakota Republican Party. North Dakotans trust my experience to lead our state into the future, and I ask for your vote.
That's Wayne Stengem. Now Doug Burgum. Roll Doug.
We need a political outsider who will drive value for taxpayers, stop runaway spending, and break up the good old boy network. My running mate, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, and I understand we need to build great jobs and great communities. We would be honored to have your vote and your support tomorrow. Together, let's send business leaders to Bismarck and make North Dakota exceptional.
And one more from Paul Sorum.
You don't see any polls being published in this race because no one's winning this race. If you want North Dakota to be that shining city on the hill that the country's missing today, vote for me and I will win.
And we appreciate all the candidates doing that for us. Here's a call that came in earlier on the show in Orlando.
Hello. Guns, guns, guns. So, do we have a national database?
Yeah, we played that already. Sorry. Mark and Fezzenden, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I called you last week about an email my wife received from the University of North Dakota and you were going to do some checking in to see how Benjamin had gotten that.
Thanks for calling back. Here, we did check it out. Evidently, the email addresses at the University of North Dakota are public domain. Right? And that battle happened a while ago. In other words, if you have an email address on file at UND, it's public domain, and the candidates, the campaigns can buy them. The Stengem campaign did, in fact, through Odney Advertising, purchase those, so that's why your wife got an email. So it was nothing nefarious. They didn't pay for it. They don't sell it. It's just public domain. God bless you, folks. Gotta go. See you tomorrow.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.